The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. I said this at the 8, and I'll say it again. You're doing much better than the kids in our school. A little bit louder. Advent has to be one of my favorite seasons of the liturgical year. We start to see Christmas decorations go up. Students know that a long vacation is right around the corner, and trust me, I'm counting the days too. And there seems to be just a bit more joy in the air. You know as well as I know the liturgical color of this season, purple. One of my favorite colors is purple, so there's another reason for me to love Advent. Now, the other major time of the year that the church uses purple is Lent. And in that time, we are in a season of penance and repentance. Now, often the color purple is related to this season of penance and repentance. But in Advent, we do more than just look for repentance. We do more than just seek out forgiveness. Advent is a time of preparation. This is a season of preparation, a season of expectant hope. In a very real sense, we prepare our homes for the holiday by decorating and preparing for guests. The more important preparation, though, is the preparation of our hearts. We are in penance knowing that we are not perfect and that we seek reconciliation with God and with those that we love, and even those we do not love. Yet this season of penance and reconciliation does not end with any sort of damnation. This season ends with great hope, the birth of Jesus Christ. There's no time of sadness at this time of year in our church. Rather, it's a time to prepare for an amazing gift, our gift of eternal life. During this season, we look to the future. We remember the birth of Jesus, and we celebrate that great day, but we look to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus says in today's gospel that we must be ready, that we must be watchful, for the Lord is coming. He is coming. He promised us that he would return, but we do not know when, so we must prepare. We are on a journey for these next 4 Sundays. We have a journey of preparation. We will prepare our homes and our church for a great celebration of joy and peace. But we must prepare our hearts. We must make our hearts ready to receive that peace and joy. If we prepare the world around us, but do not prepare ourselves, Christmas will fly by and mean nothing to us. It will be as if it was a pointless celebration. Just another Monday of the year. But if we prepare ourselves, we will receive the great gift of God in his peace, love, and joy. So how do we prepare our hearts and our lives? Numerous ways. Our children know the best way. Follow the 4th commandment. Honor your father and mother. Yet that does not just apply to the children. It applies to all of us. We all have parents. If our parents are living, do we help them when they are in need? If our parents are older, do we call them and visit them? If our parents are deceased, do we pray for them and have masses offered for them? These are important ways to prepare ourselves for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Another way that we prepare is through prayer. The number one way to pray is by attending Mass. Remember, there are 4 Sundays of Advent before Christmas. And yes, I do expect everyone to go to Mass on the 4th Sunday of Advent, as well as Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. Just because Christmas is on Monday and we have Christmas Eve Mass does not excuse us from our obligation. We have an opportunity to come to worship before our God here at Mass, and therefore this should be the highlight of our week, if not every day. In addition to Mass, we should take an opportunity to pray every day. What does that mean? Well, we can pray the Rosary, or we can pray a novena, or read Scripture, or even just sitting in silence, listening, waiting for God. Prayer is of utmost importance for this season of preparation. And my third suggestion and recommendation for preparation for Christmas is to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Next Sunday, we have our parish penance service, where there will be other priests from around our deanery to hear our confessions. It is in this sacrament that we have an opportunity to right our wrongs with God, to truly be forgiven of any wrongdoing that we are truly sorry for. We have an opportunity to come before Jesus Christ and be forgiven of our sins. Advent is a time of penance and reconciliation, but it is even more a time of preparation. We are given this season every year to continue to prepare our hearts and our lives for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Let us make this Advent extra special by focusing on ways to truly follow Jesus Christ in our daily lives, so that he doesn't come like a thief in the night, but rather that we are awake and he finds us watchful.